out on a tortilla that make like a taco. However, we just had a vehicle show up a few days ago, and it had fresh fruit on board, so right now, apples and oranges are my favorite food, just because we haven't had them in so long. Over. Well, when we look out the window in the daytime, we do see Earth. It's all lit up, but we also, if you look the other way, it's pure darkness. So in that sense, yeah, we do see more darkness. Now, we have several more sunsets and sunrises every day, so if we're having to be looking out the window a lot throughout the day, we'll see a lot more darkness up here than you do on Earth. That's a great question, and we hadn't figured that one out yet. We don't have an actual shower here, but all we can do is wet down a washcloth or a towel and put a little liquid soap on it and kind of scrub ourselves down every day. Over. Well, you won't see the effects really while you're in space, but you will see them when you come back to Earth. And that's, you'll have bone density loss, bone mass loss, muscle mass loss, and your body in general just will not be in the shape it was when you came home. So exercise is extremely important for us. We do it 2 hours a day, every day while we're up here. Over. If we're looking out at the right time, we can see the same planets that you see from Earth. We're only about 400 kilometers closer than you are, so with planets being millions and millions of kilometers away, we're really not that much closer. So we do see them a little clearer because we don't have the atmosphere that you have to look through when you're on the Earth to see the planets. But in general, they look very much similar to they do on Earth. Over. The robotic arm recently was moving a lot, so we did hear a little bit of that as it was moving around. Over. Well, I know there's five right now. There's a Russian Progress vehicle, which is just a cargo ship. It's attached here as well. And we have a Japanese cargo vehicle, which just arrived 2 days ago, and that's attached. So including the space station, that's five vehicles right here. The Chinese also have a space station that's in orbit right now. And there's several other spaceships, maybe a handful, that are out looking at other planets, like Mars and Jupiter and Saturn. And satellite-wise, way higher than we are, so they're not in our way, but I know there's quite a few out there. Over. We typically have six astronauts on board the space station. We come up in groups of three because that's what the Russia, and the other crew is a Russian, American, and a French astronaut. So right now we have six people on board, and most missions are around 5 to 6 months long. Our spacewalking suits are very heavy, to answer your second question there. They weigh about 250 pounds on Earth, but of course up here they don't weigh. However, we still need someone to help us put them on because they're very bulky, and usually you get in and you need help of one or two other people. The suits are made of a material called TMG, which is thermal micrometeor garment. So it's just a bunch of layers, I think about eight layers, that culminate in kind of the white part on the outside that you see when we're going out to do spacewalks. Over. We have a lot of machinery on board, as you might imagine. The most important things, I think, are the things that allow us to survive. So machines that produce oxygen for us to breathe, machines that scrub harmful contaminants out of the air so we don't breathe those. Those kind of things are the most important, including things like the bathroom, which, you know, kind of sounds funny, but it's a very important piece of hardware up here, and if it's broken, then it's a big deal. While we're flying around, we don't use a whole lot of fuel. The only time we're using fuel is if we're going to reorient ourselves, which happens, I don't know, every few months or so. If we have vehicles arriving, we sometimes have to reorient the space station. But in general, we do not use a lot. The orbit that we're in here, and that way we don't have fuel over. Well, I always wanted to be an astronaut, but before that, I was an engineer by schooling, and then I was a helicopter pilot in the Army, so my skills include flying Apache helicopters. Here at NASA, I'm a robotics flyer as well as a spacewalker, and I just always wanted to do that. being an engineer was part of my life as well. So, but being an astronomer or something like that, or an astrophysicist, were not things that I wanted to do. I'm not sure why, but I had different career paths over. The only thing I've seen on this trip, and it was just a few weeks ago, was I was looking out the window at night over the North Atlantic, and I saw an aurora, which is this beautiful, beautiful green kind of flowing gas-looking thing that lit up the northern sky, so that was really special, over. We have a lot of main aims. The main thing, though, is science and research, so we're doing hundreds and hundreds of experiments, most of those every day, to further figure out the effects of microgravity on a human body, and we're trying to learn a lot of things so that we can eventually send humans to places like Mars, so way away from the Earth. So we're trying to gather all that information we can. Our mission also has a couple spacewalks coming up in early January, so if you get to see this part of those, I'll be going outside for two spacewalks, January 6th and January 13th. Over. Well, that's a great question, and I think the hope is that we do find some difference based on being in microgravity and not with the twins. That data is not complete yet, so I'm certainly not qualified to answer that question because the data that the scientists are looking at is still going on. Over. This is just the orbit that was chosen a long time ago for anything that's going to go just out of low Earth or into low Earth orbit. So it's about 250 miles above the Earth, and we kind of stay in there, although if we do decay towards Earth,